This is King from 90.5 WESA. I'm Susan Scott Peterson. When I went to King on Halloween last year, I spent some time sitting around a table with some 8th grade girls as they stuffed candy into grab bags for the elementary school parade.
We have a lot of chocolate, Laffy Taffy, and Twizzlers.
It was one of those soothing, repetitive tasks that goes faster if you're chatting with your friends, kind of like shelling peas.
What is your favorite?
And because I was at a school talking to students, I asked them about their favorite teachers.
What's your favorite class at school?
Miss Maven's class, my ELA teacher's class.
My favorite class would be probably Mr. Hazlitt's.
What's your favorite class?
Hazlitt's.
Seems like everybody really likes him. What's so...
Mr. Hazlitt, he's like... He knows how to kind of be our friend, in quotations, like basically.
He matches our personality. But it's like, it's funny.
I feel like I'm going to have to go to his class to understand.
Maybe.
I think you have to be a special kind of teacher to love middle school, and an even specialer kind of teacher to be loved by middle schoolers. So when I went back to King in the spring, I had to meet these favorite teachers.
This is going to be edited, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll be interrupted.
Highly produced.
My name's Dave Hazlitt. I teach 7th and 8th grade math.
Come on, girls. Let's go, King.
I think the first year was the most challenging year of teaching I've ever had. Coming into this building as a first-year teacher, not knowing anyone, it's hard. And I questioned a lot of why I switched schools, but I'm glad I did.
Can somebody please remind us, what is a lyric poem? What are the characteristics of a lyric?
My name is Leslie Maben. I am a 7th and 8th grade English language arts teacher.
Did you always know you wanted to be a teacher?
No, not always. Originally, I thought I wanted to be a dancer.
So, remember, a lyric has that song-like rhythm to it, okay?
More than one kid has told me you're their favorite teacher. Do you know that you're a favorite teacher here?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes, yeah.
Why do you think that you are a favorite teacher for some kids?
I think because I'm serious about my job. Like, I'm serious about you. You're the whole reason why I am here. So, and I think I'm kind of fun. I mean, I do like to have some fun, so...
Talking about scientific notation, all right? All scientific notation is used for is to calculate big, giant numbers that are hard to fit on paper.
I think a hard day here is just motivating students to learn math on a level that they need to learn math. There we have a lot of students that are below where they should be. So, I mean, a hard day here is teaching linear relationships to students that have sometimes struggled to do basic math facts. That's hard. That's a hard day.
How do you come back from a hard day?
It's one foot in front of the other. Every day is a fresh start. That's the way I like to look at it. Allow myself some grace, give the kids some grace.
I try to, like, be me. You know, I'm not going to be anyone else. I'm Dave Hazlitt, you know. So, like, in school, I'm no different than I would be at home with my own kids. I think that's just, kids can sense that.
Can you say your name and how you spell it, what grade you're in, for the microphone?
My name is Janiyah Miles. I'm in 8th grade. It was, what else?
That was it.
How are you feeling about your time at King coming to an end this year?
I've been going to King actually my whole entire school time span, let's say that. So I'm actually sad about leaving.
My name is Layla Mays. I'm in the 8th grade.
Have you figured out where you're going to high school yet?
Yes, I'm going to Urban Pathways.
Are any of your friends going to the same place as you?
No, I think they want to start fresh like I want to start fresh, because probably in 10 years we're probably not going to be friends. I don't know. Yeah. It's whatever.
They're kind of like all over the place trying to figure themselves out. So I let them know from the door, like, look, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. So do you. So, you know, we're just going to move forward and try to let them know that, hey, I forgive you. You know, you may cuss me out the day before, but I forgive you. It's okay. We'll start over again.
That story featured Pittsburgh King teachers Dave Hazlett and Leslie Mabin. We also heard from 8th grade students Michaela, Jasmine, Layla, and Janiyah. The series was edited by WESA's Glynis Board. The executive editor is Cindy Lash. Additional editing by Christopher Ayers and education reporter Jillian Forstadt. Digital production by Patrick Doyle. Music for the series is by Achilles Soon Griffin and original art by Victoria Elliott. I'm Susan Scott Peterson, and this is King from 90.5 WESA.